Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly.
This is RAWF After Hour. And the owner of RAWF, I am Lord Amadeus. With me tonight, he is the legend himself.
I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what's going on.
He is El Vagant. Hola, El Vagant.
Hola, senor. ¿Cómo está?
Woo, it's getting hot now here in the States. It is getting warm. The summer is starting, and that means that Philadelphia Freedom is right around the corner. It will happen in just a few short weeks from now on July 2nd, live from the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. And looking forward to it. We're building up to Philadelphia Freedom, which is the oldest pay-per-view in RAWF, El Vacant. It was the second ever pay-per-view. The first, of course, was Genesis, RAWF Genesis, but following that closely was Philadelphia Freedom. And it's hard to believe that this will be, I believe, the 10th or 11th.
I'm sorry, did you just say the first pay-per-view was named Genesis?
Yes, it was.
That is very on the nose.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It was the very first. It was the beginning of all of our great pay-per-views. It was a hell of a show.
Yeah.
The main event was two RAWF Hall of Famers battling it out for the to become the first national champion. It was Money Sue over Shifty the Drunken Clown, and that was the first. That was our first. Money Sue, of course, our first national champion that night. And then, of course, later, all the other championships came afterwards. But, that was something else, was Genesis. And we have not had, obviously, for obvious reasons, we have not had a Genesis since, because it's kind of...
Yeah, it would make sense.
And Genesis kind of morphed into Radiversary a couple years later. But with that being said, we'll get to Philadelphia Freedom and everything else going on in RAWF after we give you the Xanth of the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament update, and it's getting down. It is down to three now, El Vacant. Three people remain in the tournament. Making it to the final match is Sassy Appleby, who defeated Hobo Ezekiel in the semifinals. She moves on to the finals and awaits the winner between Billy Gunn and Tramaris to the Bone. One of those two will face Sassy.
Billy Gunn?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Go for him.
Yes, Billy Gunn and Tramaris to the Bone are fighting to face Sassy Appleby in the final match. So here's what we got for so far, the prizes that will be paid out once this tournament is over. Nightcrawler, Psychotic Rage, Big Papa, and Uber Vegan TPO all receive 15 million coins and 250 wrestler bucks each. Hobo Ezekiel, as a semifinalist, will won himself a cool 30 million and 1,000 wrestler bucks. And I do believe a promo pick as well. Let me double check that. Yes, and a promo pick by Kane the Governor. I have to remember to message Kane and let him know that one of his two promo picks will go to Hobo Ezekiel.
It'll probably make it easier for him to do the work, yeah.
Yes, it would do. So, mental note, message Kane the Governor. All right, so, as I said, down to three. Sassy Applebee's, the Badass Billy Gunn, and Tramaris to the Bone, all left in the Xanth of the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. And yes, I must say I am surprised by those three finalists, but it is, you know, it does seem like it's almost somebody different year to year. Not everybody can get up there, so we'll see. We'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all plays out, probably a couple more weeks at least before we get a winner of this year's Xanth of the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. All right, moving on. Let's look at some other tournaments real quick before we get to our GM reports. There'll be rankings tonight. It's a little too early for that. So, El Vacant, you get the night off as far as reading the rankings.
So, wait, are you saying the rankings are vacant?
They are. Absolutely.
I'm number one. I mean, I'm also number 25, but who cares?
You're also dead last. All right,
let's take a look. It was Paragon that was the Alpha and the Omega.
Let's just take a look at some of the other tournaments going on in RAWF. First of all, there's the 10th anniversary tournament. It is currently in round three. We have the Immortal Griffiths facing off with AF James, Beast taking on Toxic Megatron Avenger, Penelope Washington taking on Strangleheart, The Undertaker taking on The Creeping Shadow, Natalya Nitro versus Luke Cage, Nightcrawler versus Dawn Shadow, Mr. Prick versus Maeve O'Hare. The Cougar defeated Big Papa. She moves on to round four. Paragon of Greatness taking on Hotshot Chaz. Conk taking on Unsettled Chris Cage. I am taking on Big F and Hitman. Agent of Hate taking on Leo. Redneck Avenger taking on Kayla the Governess. Kane the Governor taking on Simply the Best. Starshot taking on Crazy Mama. And DW taking on Davila. So that is your 10th anniversary tournament update. Let's take a look at the Extra Points tournament. Started a couple weeks ago. It is in round three. Penelope Washington defeated Marquis de Sade. She moves on to the quarterfinals. Deez versus Blake Bradley. That's a good one. One of them will face Penelope Washington in the quarterfinals. Killa Neptune will face Revelation in the quarterfinals. Paragon of Greatness will take on Billy Gunn in the quarterfinals, and Simply the Best to take on Maeve O'Hare in the quarterfinals. Basically, we're waiting on Deez versus Blake Bradley to see who rounds out the quarterfinals of the Extra Points tournament. Arsehole of the Month is in round three as well. The Immortal Griffith has moved on to the quarterfinals, the win over Prince. Deez is taking on Papa Shaker. Joey A, the Guru of Woohoo. I love
that.
We
need to get him on air. We just so we can hear him say it.
Yes, the Guru of Woohoo defeated Billy Gunn. He will take on Blake F. and Bradley, who defeated the Extreme Enigma. Hotshot Chaz defeated Conk to move on to semifinals. Kane, the Governor, currently taking on Bruce the Stark. Strangleheart defeated Revelation to move on, and Marquis de Sade currently taking on Starshot. So that is your Arsehole of the Month tournament report. Biatch of the Month, I believe, just kicked off not too long ago, so probably not much to report there. And the Powerball Contendership Tournament also kicked off. And as far as I know, Razor is not here tonight, so I will go ahead and read off the participants of the Powerball Contendership Tournament. It is Davila, Killa Neptune, Chris Cage, Maeve O'Hare, Hot Cheese, Kane the Governor, Revenge Gibson, DW, AF James, Ryan Osborne, Fire Chief Bill, Blake F. and Bradley, Sassy Applebee's, and the Extreme Enigma. So 14 people got a correct number of the three and got into the Powerball Contendership Tournament. It's just kicked off not too long ago itself. Round one sees DW face AF James, Hot Cheese versus Blake F. and Bradley, Maeve O'Hare versus Sassy Applebee's, Chris Cage taking on the Extreme Enigma, Kane the Governor taking on FCB, Revenge Gibson taking on Ryan Osborne in the Powerball Contendership Tournament. All right. So, last week on Superstars, Strangleheart retained his Superstars title against Uber Vegan TPO. He will defend it tomorrow here in Norfolk against Crazy Serb. But also, ladies and gentlemen, a FUBAR City Championship match will happen tomorrow as Luke Cage will in a rematch from Radiversary. Luke Cage to defend against the former champion, the Paragon of Greatness. We'll hear more about that in just a little while, but those are our two big matches for tomorrow's Superstars here from the Norfolk Scope Arena in Norfolk, Virginia. All right, so with that being said, we now turn our attention to Philadelphia Freedom and what we've got thus far for that. And only a couple handful of matches, as some of the a lot of the contender matches are not over from last week, but we've got a couple of matches we can talk about. First announced last week, Maeve O'Hare already making her decision on who she will defend that Champions Choice Championship against. It will be the Extreme Enigma. And I think Enigma definitely going to have to get extremely lucky to to win that championship off of Mayville. And I think we know it's almost, can he do it? I don't think so. Your point, your thoughts.
I am highly skeptical.
I am as well, but stranger things have happened here in RAWF. We will see. I know that we have one challenger for Blake Bradley's Triple Crown Championship. It is the unsettled Chris Cage, himself a former Triple Crown champion. So already two out of three of those. If it was just those two alone, it'd be a hell of a match. But we're going to add a third component, whether it be Conk or Bruce the Shark. We will find out hopefully by next week. We know that the FUBAR City Championship challenger will be Penelope Washington. We do not know if the FUBAR City champion will be Luke Cage or Paragon of Greatness. We'll find that out here in a week or two's time. But Penelope Washington gaining herself a FUBAR City Championship shot at Philadelphia Freedom. We do know the Midnight Hobo Championship. It will be Nightcrawler defending against A.F. James. And this is the first time, I think, in a couple of months, since winning the title, that he has not had to defend it against a fellow member of Anarchy. What are your thoughts on NC and AF James for the Midnight Hobo Championship, Elvacan?
I mean, I was starting to think it was contractual for NC to only face people from his own group. So I don't know. I don't know how to handle this.
Well, I mean, AF James has kept himself in the title picture for quite a while now. Matter of time before he gets one off of somebody. Will it be NC, though, for the Midnight Hobo title at Philadelphia Freedom? That would be very, very interesting.
To be seen.
And only one other match do we know of for Philadelphia Freedom, and that's Simply the Best will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against Killer Neptune, who defeated Hotshot Chaz in their contender match, much to the chagrin of Hotshot Chaz. And we'll talk more about him in a little bit. But Simply the Best versus Killer Neptune, what are your thoughts just hearing that matchup?
I mean, smart money would be on STV.
The smart money would be.
Right. But, you know, supposedly that fixes it, although it didn't help him at Radiversary. So I don't know.
I mean, and it's not like Killa isn't familiar with the Platinum Dragon Championship. He is, I believe, a two-time Platinum Dragon Champion. Might even be more. Let me take a look. Bring it up on my handy-dandy spreadsheet here.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
I did it. I just have to see. Killa Neptune is a 1-2... two-time Platinum Dragon Champion. So, but he has not held that title since 2018. So when he defeated Paragon of Greatness on Superstars and then lost it 2 weeks later to the Immortal Griffith. So, but still, a three-time Platinum Dragon Champion is Killer Neptune. All right, so... I mean, that's going to be a good match. Can Killa? I mean, you're right. On paper, it would be an upset for Killa, but at the same time, according to him, the fix is in. Does that work out in his favor? We find out at Philadelphia Freedom in just a few weeks' time. And then, of course, also at Philadelphia Freedom will be the Spicy Mick Haggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament being hosted by Judge. I was hoping Judge would be here to give us an update on that tonight. And if he doesn't, I'll give you guys an update on it later in the program. Let's see here. Let's get to some GM reports. I have the tag team report from Unstoppabot. The top five teams after two rounds are, in first place, the Godslayers, the Immortal Griffith, and Maeve O'Hare. Right behind the Godslayers and tied for second place are the current champions, Washington Lightning, Penelope Washington, and Lightning Leanne, and Deez and Mithras, which is Deez and Mithras. And in fourth place overall, Hotness Overload, which is Menzino and Mrs. Brew Menzino. And in fifth place, RWO, Redneck Avenger, and Davila. Round four has been posted. Good luck to all teams. That from Unstoppabot, our tag team GM extraordinaire. Now, let's bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is
recognize that I am not alive. I survive, I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline, everything is fine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal, I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water in the sun, I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit, all the bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen, keep it G. Go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, be the next hologram. Big dog way off the counter, don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds.
The Paragon of Greatness is here. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. We've got ourselves a heck of an update for the Ultimate Gauntlet. You know, we've got ourselves a new champion. We've got ourselves a new belt, and we've got ourselves a brand new season of the Ultimate Gauntlet. We have the highest sign-up level that we have had, at least since the very beginning of the Ultimate Gauntlet. We have four groups of people currently waiting on this current season, and we started it up with none other than the immortal Griffith going on a run as he beat, I'll try my best to do justice to this, Beast. Kicking off that season, immortal Griffith taking on Beast. He wins that victory. He goes on to a second victory over the Extreme Enigma, showing something very impressive that we haven't seen in a long time. The immortal Griffith picking up two victories in a single day in the Ultimate Gauntlet. And then he goes on to his third match with AF James, who upsets the immortal. AF James starts his run on the gauntlet by beating the immortal Griffith. He goes on to a second match with Billy Gunn that he also wins. AF James now looking at his third match with Fire Chief Bill.
All right. Wow. Quite the whirlwind week in the Ultimate Gauntlet. Of course, as you said, we had a new Ultimate Gauntlet champion crowned at Radiversary in Nightcrawler. Correct? So, Nightcrawler, how long will he have to wait to defend that title? Right now, it's anybody's guess. All right, Paragon, anything further?
Not at this moment, no.
All right, well, we'll get back to you in just a little bit, and because we got a bit to talk to you about. So, getting back now, because I don't believe any other reports are due in tonight. Hopefully, we'll get more next week, but let's get back to that big matchup, STB versus Killer Neptune. Actually, Paragon, I need to get your input on this. We'll get your input on your brother's chances to regain the Platinum Dragon Championship for a fourth time. The Finn Sanity, as was mentioned earlier in the chat. Did that was a cringe. You didn't have to cringe that hard. It's not what.
Imagine.
Go ahead.
Imagine the things that he says, this just wacky, zany, Looney Tunes nonsense in all of his matches. Imagine not just having to listen to that while he's in the ring, but having to listen to it on the road, driving to the next show, listening to it when you're trying to relax at your home, listening to it at all hours of the day because your brother's following you around going on about this insane conspiracy. And I would be remiss if I didn't say, and by remiss if I didn't say, I mean he would torment me all week if I didn't say that he wanted to address this loss at Radiversary and say, does that prove that there's no fix, or did he lose a match that allowed him to get a contendership match for a bigger championship? So he believes that the only reason why the referees allowed him to lose at Radiversary was in order to allow him a Platinum Dragon contendership match. Of course,
I mean,
that's insane, but it's Killer Neptune. What are you going to do? How are you going to reason with him? That being said, I can't imagine that STB is not going to just wipe the floor with him. Here's the thing. He is a genuinely great wrestler. He may have these weird confidence issues where he seems to think that he sucks, but he's always been a great wrestler. He's always very talented, but he's more focused on doing something zany than trying to be the best version of himself. Simply the Best is not going to be somebody that's going to be deterred by wacky shenanigans. He's somebody that's very much about the business. He just entered the Hall of Fame on the back of incredibly strong ring work. If Killer Neptune wants a chance in this match, he's going to have to take it seriously. And I feel like he's more likely to find an Acme anvil and try to drop it on STB's head than try to win the match.
Well, that would certainly be interesting. That would certainly be interesting. But, I mean, you have to admit, Killa's been looking pretty good, at least as far as the win-loss column, whether it's a conspiracy or not. I can't see it. I just don't see it. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens come Philadelphia Freedom. All right, we'll get back to you just a second, Paragon. I just realized I missed a match from Philadelphia Freedom that is actually going to take place. And El Vacant, this one is for the Multimedia Championship. Undertaker will defend against the badass Billy Gunn. We've been talking a lot about Billy Gunn tonight. He mentioned his name several times. And he now has an opportunity at the Undertaker's Multimedia Championship. And so what are your thoughts on Taker versus Gunn?
I mean, I have no choice. I have to go for Billy on this.
You have no choice, really?
Now, the rules, like I told you, I can never pick the other one. I can't. I'm not allowed.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I personally think Billy Gunn is going to win that multimedia title. I mean, considering Billy Gunn right now is not too far off from winning the Xanthar Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. He's been in the top 25 consistently over the last couple months. I like his chances. I'm predicting the Badass to beat the Taker for the multimedia title. Hopefully I didn't just jinx him. All right. So we add that to the slate for Philadelphia Freedom. Of course, we do not know who Griff will defend the world title against, whether it will be the Paragon of Greatness or Blake Bradley, or DW, who she will defend the national title against, and so on. So all that information will hopefully come to us next week,
one week from...
All right, so let's talk now about... Well, as I said, I'll bring back the Paragon. Come back in, Paragon. In and out. I'm sorry, but but tomorrow, challenging Luke Cage for the FUBAR City Championship in a rematch from Radiversary. So talk to me about how this match came about and how you see it playing out tomorrow in Norfolk.
I think it's a match at Radiversary.
Oh, sorry, you're talking to him, the other big guy, right?
El Vacant, ladies and gentlemen. I think that the match at Radiversary didn't quite sit right with Luke Cage. I think that we saw a match that in the very early goings I had kind of dominated, and Luke Cage came back with this whirlwind, like, amazing comeback towards the end, and I think that he rocked the very foundations of FUBAR City. He proved in FUBAR City at the 10th anniversary that he belongs with that championship, but I think he convinced the world, but he didn't convince himself. I think that in the back of his mind, he thought that there was a little bit of luck maybe involved, that maybe he wasn't as precise or convincing in the victory as he'd like to be, and that didn't sit well with him, because right now Luke Cage is a man on a mission. I'm not talking about just to prove that he's a great FUBAR City competitor. Luke Cage is on a mission to prove that he is a great world championship caliber competitor. He set forth some goals for himself for this year. I think he's calling them his Infinity Goals, which is a good name, because sometimes you have to have infinite determination
and
strength to... I mean, he might be. I got punched in the jaw by the guy, and it still doesn't feel right. So, but you have to have infinite determination and strength to be able to really climb that mountain here in REWF. He recognizes that the best way to sharpen your skills isn't to accumulate rankings points against, you know, some lucky draws from Randy. It's to go up and challenge the best that you can find in the harshest environments. He had something in the back of his mind that he wanted to prove about this FUBAR City Championship match, and simultaneously he wanted to continue to sharpen his skills on his path up the RAWF mountain. I've got nothing but respect for the way that he's handled this. I don't know if it was wise. Time will tell. But the thing that I can say is that this is not the same Luke Cage that we've known in the past. There's something different about him. There's something different in his eyes. The level of determination and grit that he's bringing every time that the bell rings is a completely different level. And I think that we're about to see Luke Cage hitting a lot of headlines. Is that going to be in FUBAR City? I don't know. I can't confidently say that I set well with the match that we had at Rataversary either. I do feel like there was a bit of a factor of a shock in the comeback that Luke Cage had. So it will be interesting to see, once the deck has been reshuffled, how things are going to break out. I give it 50-50 odds. Either one of us could walk out with that FUBAR City Championship, but regardless of the victor, you need to keep your eyes on Luke Cage, because something is going on with that man, and it is, I think, impressive things are about to happen.
And of course, whoever wins that FUBAR City Championship match will go on to Philadelphia Freedom to defend against Penelope Washington. She had some comments earlier this week before it was the announcement. Before it was realized that you two would battle it out, let's hear from Penelope real quick.
Ladies and gents, I am one half of the greatest sports team in all of the world and reigning tag team champion, Penelope Washington. Last week I heard that there was a zero chance of yours truly reaching the FUBAR City title match at Philadelphia Freedom. I love it when a challenge is thrown down before me. I love being the underdog, so when I heard I had no chance, I had to prove you wrong. Kudos to Dez, he's a tremendous opponent, but last Sunday was my night, not his. And so, on July 2nd, I meet Luke Cage, the beefsteak who robbed me of my first gold here in RAWF, and now I get to take one from him. FUBAR City rules means anything goes, right? Anyone know where I can hire a tank? I definitely could use one. But wait, I'm definitely the underdog here, right? Say it for me. Miss Washington has no chance here. Luke wins 10 times out of 10. No point me turning up at all. Maybe I won't. Ciao for now.
Interesting comments from the person who will challenge for the FUBAR City title. Paragon, what are your thoughts on what you just heard?
I mean, my first thought are, man, I hope that Luke beats me tomorrow, because they're setting up a match that looks really intriguing. But to be honest, Penelope Washington is not somebody to be doubted. Trust me, I know possibly more than anybody. Penelope, of course, made her debut in RAWF first as the assistant of the good man Claymore, where she was instrumental in orchestrating some very foul things happening to me. Obviously, she's since at least made an attempt to turn things around. She and I have buried the hatchet to a degree. That being said, there never really was a moment where the comeuppance was delivered for that kind of, the moments that she caused as the assistant of Claymore. I would love to have that opportunity, and I'm certain, given that her history, that as excited as she is to face Luke Cage, she would also be incredibly excited to take on Paragon of Greatness in the same circumstances. I was just talking about the determination of Luke Cage, and I would be remiss and hypocritical if I didn't praise the same thing in Penelope Washington. There are a lot of mixed opinions about Penelope out there, but one opinion that remains firm and resolute, no matter who you are, is that this is never going to be a walk in the park when it comes to somebody that is so, I don't want to use the word determination again, but is so strong-willed in their conviction of what they want. And Penelope Washington is somebody that knows exactly what she wants, and she's not afraid to voice what she wants. And she has proven in her time, her short time here in RAWF, that she can take what she wants. So, come the end of Philadelphia Freedom, I think that we got ourselves a 33-33-33. Any one of these people could be the FUBAR City champion.
Agreed. And to be honest, El Vacant, we did give last week when we made our predictions, we did give Penelope a zero, almost 0% chance of beating D.
Luke.
Well, maybe so, but she could pull off another fluke, possibly at Philadelphia Freedom. We will have to see. First, we got to find out who her opponent will be. Who will be FUBAR City champion? Will it be Luke Cage or the Paragon of Greatness? What do you think, El Vacant?
Look, it was a good match, and I'll be honest, I was surprised that Luke won the first time. I don't know that he can beat Paragon two times in a row, but Paragon was the man in the ring with him, and he says this is a very different Luke than we're used to. So I'm basing all of my judgments here on the Luke that I have grown accustomed to. If that's not the guy in the ring, then I don't know what to say.
All right. Well, that is our card on the card tomorrow. Luke Cage versus Paragon of Greatness. The winner will go on to defend their FUBAR City Championship at Philadelphia Freedom against Penelope Washington. Let's talk about the Superstars title match. Strangleheart's been looking pretty good as Superstars champion. At least one title defense under his belt. Tomorrow he takes on the Crazy Serb. What are your thoughts, El Vacant?
Wait, who's taking the Crazy Serb? Say that again.
Strangleheart versus Crazy Serb, Superstar.
I'm going to go with Crazy Serb.
You think Crazy Serb wins his first RAWF champ?
I'm going to go with the crazy guy. You'll notice I pick Chris Cage a lot, too. He's crazy, too.
All right.
Never underestimate the crazy.
Well, we find out tomorrow. Strangleheart versus Crazy Serb for the Superstars Championship. And, of course, we'll get some other matches underway. Penelope Washington will taking on Tigress. That's going to be a good one. Spade takes on Simply the Best. And I've got another match I'm going to announce here in just a little bit. But other matches we'll announce here in just a little bit. But let's start off the night with our first caller. Well, okay, second caller, because Paragon technically was a caller. But let's bring in our World Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, the 9-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is your RAWF World Heavyweight Champion as well as the RAWF Powerball Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Well, it's kind of hard to discuss anything with you tonight because we obviously do not know who your opponent be for that world title in the main event at Philadelphia Freedom. That match is still underway between Paragon and Blake Effenbrayley and is still very, very close. So we can't really call it. But have you had about a week to think about it? Is there any change to your attitude towards who you think will win or who you would prefer to win?
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I said last week that I thought it was going to be a really, really close fight. Turns out I was right. I'm leaning towards Paragon. Paragon's had a history of having really close fights and then pulling it out in the end. I think it's something he's known for. So I think right now what the way the match is sitting leans me towards him. But I will not be surprised by either person winning. They're both incredible competitors. And either way, I'm going to have a tough night in Philadelphia.
Obviously, it doesn't matter which. But, of course, one of them, you're a bit more familiar because it's almost – I would say it's probably the biggest rivalry in RAWF history, or at least one of them, you and Paragon, and how many times that you two have fought it off on pay-per-view for the world title amongst other titles.
It's true. We could have Immortal Greatness 874.
We very well could. It could very well end up being that way. But at the same time, how do I put this?
I don't know how.
Exactly. No, I personally for me, I'll be happy with it, whichever one it is, because it'll be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, you're going to make time no matter what.
At the same time, I think Paragon has certainly been stronger than he'd been for a while as of late. Blake right now is at the best Blake Bradley I've seen since his arrival in RAWF a couple years ago. So still too tough to call. I don't know which one I'd prefer or which one I'd predict. What about you, Elvacan? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to go with Blake. I think the man's been on fire. No offense to Paragon, but I think Blake has kind of proven that he has what it takes to win in the spotlight. And I think he's very motivated to get that shot at the world title.
I agree. I certainly agree. He was certainly motivated going into Immortal 10. It seems very familiar to a couple months ago when it was him versus Blake Bradley for number one contendership. So we will see what happens, but we can't really talk about it till probably next week. So with that being said, and Powerball is kind of – there's 14 people currently in the Powerball tournament. Really can't talk about that. So what do you want to talk about?
I mean – we can talk about a lot of things. Talk about I don't know. What do you want to talk about? Let's see. We can talk more. I mean, we obviously, because it's the next pay-per-view, we've been promoting the hell out of Philadelphia. But maybe we should be still, pushing a little bit, promoting that, we've got Tropical Aggression coming up. People need to travel to get to that. So maybe we want to talk about that. Destination pay-per-view.
Yeah, in the Philippines. We'll be in the Philippines for Tropical Aggression in late August. But still a little far away. But, everyone knows where it's going
to
be.
Have you ever been to the Philippines? Because they're beautiful.
They're what?
They're beautiful. It's a beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is.
People are lovely. They're very inviting. I highly recommend, for anyone who, going to this pay-per-view, go early, stay late, experience the culture. It is an incredible place to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to Tropical Aggression. And when did we skip? August something. There it is. Nope. There it is.
I, I have a thing about Philadelphia. If you need to talk about something, maybe I don't know. He doesn't really visit my truck very much, but I do know what special the truck's going to have.
Oh yeah, I want to hear that.
Really, you're going to interrupt my time to do a fucking plug for your trucks?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Suck it up on the coast. I'm bringing back the cheesesteak empanadas because they were really popular last time.
Ooh, yes, 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 ooh, definitely.
Okay, all right, I want to give him shit, but he's right, they were really good.
As a matter of fact, you should start making them now so that I can sample. Just saying.
I mean, I can call down to the truck. I don't know if we have all the ingredients.
Well, yeah, certainly you can get them somewhere. I mean, we're not... well, if you can't, that's all right. But
I'll make sure we have some samples next show.
There you go. I want samples next week. Sounds good. All right. Well, I just got the list from Randy for tomorrow. The full list from Randy. I had a couple matches. And Griffith, your opponent tomorrow on the Superstars.
Oh, do tell.
I don't want to announce it just yet, but I'll give you a hint. They're out in the chat.
They're out in the chat. Is it Maeve?
It is not Maeve.
Okay. Do I have a possibility of facing them for a title soon?
You have the possibility.
I see. Is it going to be 877?
It is not.
Well, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, then, I'll tell you later.
Okay. You're just going to leave me hanging there. I see how it is.
Yeah, it's going to leave you hanging. Because this person did say that they might call in tonight, so... That could give you a hint. Right there. All right. Well, thank you, Griff, and we should be able to talk about who your opponent is at Philadelphia Freedom for the world title next week, hopefully.
I would hope. Look, if we can't talk about it by next week, someone fell asleep.
We'll hopefully be able to talk about it next week. All right. Thank you, Griff. Let's move on. Actually, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick song break. The song is going to be the official theme song for Philadelphia Freedom. We'll be right back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
I was born for this. I was born for this. And be opposite of it. Like things aren't making sense?
Are you thinking berserk chimneys when prairie dogs shave their eyebrows? If you're going to go insane, go in style with Draven Blackbird's designer straitjacket. Be the trendsetter in any asylum. Have all the orderlies asking, "Who's that lunatic?" Draven Blackbird's designer straitjackets come in a variety of colors. Charlie Manson Mandarin Orange, Hannibal Lecter Lime, and Norman Bates Blue. Blackbird's straitjacket. Coming to a rubber room near you.
Alright, and we are back. I am Lord Amadeus. This is El Vacant. And, looking forward to Philadelphia Freedom and Tropical Aggression. Apparently some people are getting excited about Tropical Aggression already, and we're over 2 months away from that. But how are you going to be able to handle – you're going to be able to get trucks over there in the Philippines?
So I've already been contacting people because, no, I can't bring in my trucks. Philippines has some very interesting rules. What I am going to have to do is I'm going to have to lease trucks from vendors – already on the island and licensed on the island, and basically have them make my recipes. And I actually have to use their workers. I can't even bring the nephews.
Wow. Well, you know.
Well, the nephews can't run the trucks. Actually, what will happen is each truck will have one of the nephews overseeing to make sure the recipes are made correctly, but they're not allowed to actually make the stuff. They have to just be there overseeing.
All right. Well, I hope you get that all worked out, because I don't think it'd be a pay-per-view without.
I got to come up with like some strange Filipino-Mexican fusion food. Pad Thai burrito actually probably wouldn't be bad.
Probably not. You're probably right. All right, so our next caller will face Maeve O'Hare for the Champions Choice Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Let's bring on the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Extreme Enigma to RAWF After Hours. Good evening, EE.
Hello, Mr. Amadeus, and hello, Mr. Bacon as well.
Hi.
So, sir, you've known now for a week that you'll be facing Maeve. However, you do not know the stipulations she plans on laying out. Are you concerned at all by what she may come up with in that sometimes depraved mind of hers?
You know, at first I was a little hesitant, I was a little worried, but then I thought about it. I've wrestled for damn near 13 years now. I've seen the ins and outs of every single match type imaginable. I've done hardcore variations of that. you named the weapon, I've taken it to the head. I don't think there's a single match I'm not prepared for, so I'm more than ready for whatever she's going to throw at me.
You're ready for everything, huh? You feel yourself ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, definitely you don't lack of confidence. That much is to be sure. But, of course, because it is a Champions Choice Championship match, it's a non-rankings match, so you will have a rankings match at Philadelphia Freedom. Any thoughts to who you might call out? Any thoughts to possibly calling out somebody for Philadelphia Freedom?
There's a lot of temptation there, not going to lie. I mean, a real bastard, and now just beyond the gimmick as well. I like a little bit of chaos. So my first thought was, oh, fuck it. Call out Griffith for the hell of it. But then I thought, nah, too auspicious even for me. So honestly, I'm partial. We'll just leave it to luck of the draw.
Well, funny you should say that about the luck of the draw and whatnot for tomorrow on Superstars at the least. Because the man you just mentioned is your opponent for tomorrow on Superstars, the Immortal Griffith.
Oh, that's what you meant earlier. Okay.
So, that being said, your thoughts?
I think this is the perfect match to have on the way to Philadelphia Freedom. My first big moment in the Stars here in RAWF was across the ring from that very same man. And what happened? I get him in a hold. I put him for a cutter. He escapes out of it and pretty much proceeds to turn my bones inside out. He just took me out in my first big time moment in RAWF. And now here I am approaching my next moment, a moment I'm much more confident about. And you're telling me I get a chance to revenge on the way there? Y'all spoil me.
I mean, you have a chance for revenge, certainly, but, you know, I don't know that that would be, you call that a stepping stone or a warm-up match for a pay-per-view. I'd call that a pay-per-view caliber match for anybody on the roster, and it's not going to be an easy night for you tomorrow in Norfolk. Because, you know, Griff and Maeve, good friends, very close, tag team partners, good friends for many years, and he's going to be looking to hurt you before your big match at Philadelphia Freedom. Let's be honest. Are you concerned at all?
No, not a single bit of concern at all. I mean, the biggest thing when you're still a relative greenhorn like myself is to take experiences and losses, just be blatant, as learning opportunities. And that's what I did back at Immortal. That's what I'm going to be doing against the Immortal here once again. Let's say against that match, he beats my ass. Maybe same thing. I don't get a single move off. I still learn a little bit about someone close to Maeve. Yeah, I think they train together. They spar together. They have a match against each other every now and then. There's something in his brain. Maybe it's the thought of repetitivity or routine. Then going into that match, that is just a learning opportunity to get into the mind of someone close to Maeve. And by way of course of events there, learn how she may act in that match.
All right. Well, I wish you good luck with that. I think you're going to need it. El Vacant, any questions for the Extreme Enigma?
I mean, I think you're a little calm going into that match. We saw what happened last time you got in the match with Griff. And, I mean, last time you had said some things before the match that kind of made him want to prove a point. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't go into this match doing the same thing. Like, maybe you should just be like, oh, hey, Griff, good match, you know, let's go and have some fun, you know, and just get like a normal Griffith and not an annoyed Griffith, because that usually goes poorly.
You're not wrong there. He's definitely a man quick to anger, but I've always made a point to say I like challenges, and if I could say something to Griff here on the show for a quick sec, I do have something to address to him on our way to our match tomorrow. Griffith, if you're listening, I really just got one quick thing to say here. I want you at your best. You're the world champion for a damn reason. You're a champion for a reason. So how about you bring your A game tomorrow? We have a good match. Because if you don't bring that A game, I'm going to turn one half of the God Slayers into the Bastard's Bitch, plain and simple.
Okay. Wow. Some strong words from the Extreme Enigma there towards the Immortal Griffith tomorrow on Superstars. I have a feeling that Matt, the complexion of that match just changed just a tiny bit. All right, Enigma, is there anything else you wanted to address tonight?
No, I think I'm good. I've made enough people angry in that green room. I might as well keep it minimal. Thank you for having me on, as usual.
All right. He is the Extreme Enigma, and yeah, El Vacant, that couldn't... poking the bear, if you will, the proverbial poking of the bear, probably not the best idea. But maybe, just maybe, it could work to his advantage. Probably not, though. What do you think, El Vacant?
I mean, it doesn't seem like the wisest course of action.
No. No, I agree.
Although, I don't know, I'm looking at the... the old immortal out there, Mr. Franchise, and he just seems amused.
Well, there you go. I mean, maybe so. Well, but Griff has good reason to be confident. I mean, he did literally destroy an EE at Immortal 10. It wasn't even close. So, you know, give the devil his due. He's got a good record against EE, the Extreme Enigma. So maybe he just doesn't feel like... comes close. We shall see. All right. Our next caller is the reigning estrogen champion here in RAWF. And she is...
Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
I got to say, that new theme song, I know you've had it for a couple months now. It's really very catchy. Hobo. I'm not sure why you have Hobo's name in it, but it's really cool.
But don't say nothing about Hobo.
Hobo, whatever the hell it's saying. That's not Hobo.
Right.
But it was Hobo rising up on Vicodin.
No.
No?
No.
Look, I speak a lot of language. Gaelic is not, in fact, one of them.
I've offered to correct that.
I mean, I probably should correct that, but still.
So, Maeve, you
heard... I assure you, boss man, that my music don't have nothing to do with Hobo.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... what I hear when I hobo. Okay, but anyway, Maeve, you heard from one of your opponents at Philadelphia Freedom, Extreme Enigma, just on a few minutes ago, seeming pretty confident that he can take anything you throw at him, and you haven't even named the stipulations yet. I mean, he doesn't even know it, and he's pretty confident. Is he overconfident? Do you think?
I mean, I'll have to agree with what my esteemed tag partner said. Not too bright, but he's got balls for days, which is part of why I picked him. He just amuses me. But no, I mean, confidence is key, and I will never tell someone that I don't want them to bring their A game and to think that there's a chance that they could win the match, but you're just making it easier and easier for me to really just, like, now my goal is I've got to get the match over sooner than English did, and that's going to be all sorts of messy for poor Enigma.
I mean, I don't know that you could repeat what Griff did to him at Immortal 10, but you could certainly come close depending on what you name the stips. Have you given thought to that? Are you ready to announce that? Or?
I had given some thought, but I think I'm going to have to reimagine it now to make it more entertaining. Because I think you're right. There's no way that I can repeat what English did. So instead of having the fastest match on the show, I might go the other way and make it the slowest, most painful match on the show.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh.
But we'll see how I feel. There's plenty of time left. We've got, what, almost a month?
Still got plenty of time.
I'll think about it. I don't want to be too mean because, like I said, Enigma does amuse me. So as long as you keep abusing me, lad, there might actually be a chance for you. But, I mean, he's out there out the audience. You can ask Draven what sort of matches I create. Draven and I had lots of fun.
Well.
Don't you worry about my stamina, lad. You said you've been wrestling for 13 years. Not going to talk about how old I was 13 years ago. 11. I just had my birthday. I'm an old lady at the age of 24. I weren't quite wrestling yet. My dad tried to get me in the ring, and my mom would have skinned us both alive. So I had to wait a couple more years. But that's fine. You may have noticed I have a taste for older men.
Yes, I have noticed that. Elrakin's quite ancient, so.
I mean, I'm not that old, but, you know, I do have a lot of gray, it's true.
We're talking about you, boss man, but...
Hey, what?
It means it's in you, though.
Anyways, Maeve...
I mean, Randy, I know she's no Sasha, but...
Maeve has... Or not Maeve. Randy
Sasha's
has...
not an older man. She's an older woman. That's different. I'm sorry, boss man. Trying to say something.
Speaking of older women, Maeve, tomorrow on Superstars, it'll be you one-on-one with Minifee.
I mean, you're the one who once on record is calling her an older woman, not me. So I'm staying far away from that one.
All right. You're staying far away from it? So you're going to...
I'm staying far away from the title of Minifee as an older woman is all I'm staying far away from. I've had some matches against her since she came back into RAWF. And obviously she's a bit of a legend. She's been around in a lot of companies for a long time. And the good thing is that gives me plenty of material to scout.
Well, you know, because she's an old lady.
I think. You know, if you want to go at it with Minifee and her mister, you're welcome to do so. I have enough things to on my plate without making folks angry because I called them old ladies. but no, I think it'll be a good match. And I am... probably going to jinx myself because I'm saying it to Boss Man, and we all know what a jinx he is. But I'm going to go ahead and call my shot. And I have every intention of naming my own opponent for my estrogen title at Philadelphia Freedom.
Ooh, calling your shot and saying you're going to win the biatch of the month to be able to choose your opponent. All right. Well, that tournament just started, so we shall see.
I mean, I'm already one step closer.
There you are. Yes, you are. We will see. And, of course, yes, if the reigning estrogen champion does win the biatch of the month, they do get to choose their opponent out of anybody in the tournament. That is correct. And you were correct earlier when you asked about that, by the way. That being in
it's my first plan, but I'm sure that there's plenty of lucky ladies that would look real good across the ring from me. Ain't so vacant.
I mean, there's plenty that I would not complain about.
I don't know what's going on out there. I'm very glad I'm in here.
Yes, that's me too. All right. Well, Maeve, thank you for your time tonight. Really, we'll hopefully be able to talk more about your estrogen title match in the coming weeks as the Biatch of the Month continues on. Was there anything else you wanted to discuss?
I mean, there's plenty that I could say, but I promised myself that I were going to behave. So I will be nice and just say goodnight.
Goodnight, Vacant.
Hasta la bye-bye.
That was Maeve O'Hare, ladies and gentlemen, reigning estrogen and champion's choice champion, already saying she's going to win the Biatch of the Month and choose her own opponent, calling her shot. Next up, he is Mr. RAWF. Please welcome the only and one.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Gentlemen, Mr. RAWF Judgment, are you there?
Judge. Judgment.
Wake up. Unmute.
I am here.
There we go.
I am here. I had to get over to unmute, but I am here.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Mr. Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant. How are you guys doing this evening?
So, Judge, would you like to update us? Any update on the Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament we're going to be holding at Philadelphia Freedom?
Sure. Give me 1 second. We have a lot of people still joining. We have several people who asked for invites. I did get an invite out to one Billy Gunn, I think his name.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name? Yeah, I did get his invite out. He should have it. Of course, nothing wants to work when you want it to work. We're like 40-something million coins, 500 Russell bucks, a video, some artwork, different things like that. And we'll be doing sign-ups here. We'll be coming up soon. And then I am fixing to get ready to do the other tournament for Hatfield McCoy's I'm trying to get this number to come up, and it is, for some reason, this spreadsheet for me is coming up blank. 47 million coins right now we have for everyone. 550 Russell Bucks, a video that is going to be done by the Extreme Enigma. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A promo picture from the one and only lovely and talented Maeve O'Hara. And can't say it, but it's Beast is going to do a nameplate. And you'll probably get some kind of a food item on El Vacant's taco truck, too. Who knows?
Whoa.
I'm just aggravating you. Just got to throw something out there for you.
All right. So that's our Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Memorial Tournament update for Philadelphia Freedom. And Judge, are you going to have time to do the fireworks display for Philadelphia Freedom as well, or is that something I'm going to have to?
I've got the fireworks. I've got fireworks display ready. Don't know what you're talking about. Are you kidding me? I've set stuff on fire for the past how many times?
Well, this is true. I mean, almost, I believe you've been doing the fireworks display just about every Philadelphia Freedom, and considering we've had 10 of them, yeah, you've been, it would suck if you didn't do it. I have to agree with that.
It's going to get done. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to do it. And then we're going to have a big thing at, we'll have a big firework display there for everyone to enjoy, and have hot dogs and hot dogs on a stick.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to discuss tonight, Judge?
I just want to say something to these people. You know, you guys, get involved. Get out there. Spread the word. Get in here. This is going to be a fun little tournament, I think, we got coming up. It's going to be a one-time deal. I mean, you can be the Wrestling God Invitational champion. So, and we'll be doing sign-ups. Help me get this straight again. When will we start doing the sign-ups for the actual tournament?
I believe you said June 19th.
Up, but I don't remember when I had it wrote
June
down.
19th is what I believe you said.
June the 19th. Yes, that's it, because I'm looking at my calendar right now. June the 19th. We'll be getting sign-ups set away. And the sign-ups, again, ladies and gentlemen, people, listen. It's going to be open to anyone. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you know, if you like me, you don't like me. I don't really give a rat's ass. I don't have to respect you or anything. You come in, do your tournament, and leave. It's a join and leave. So it's everybody's invited. Everybody's welcome.
All right. And there are at least a couple sign-up scenes floating around out there, folks. So if you want to donate to the tournament or get your spot reserved in the tournament, you just need to get into that scene and make your presence felt. All right, Judge, anything else? Are we covered?
I think we got everything covered. Everything's done. I just got to figure out why this takes forever to load. I don't know why it takes my
It just loads
slowly.
It is what it is.
I think Paragon has something to do with it.
Well, you know what they say. When in doubt, blame Big Purple.
And of course, like Big Purple. We all know what Big Purple like.
I don't know.
What?
I think that's a new rule.
Oh, do I get to spin the wheel and majiggy thing?
Well, actually, I already got Randy. Randy says tomorrow you will go one-on-one with the Crippler.
The Flippler?
The Crippler. Not the Flipper. The Crippler.
Right, Flipper. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Killer, wouldn't it?
All right. With that being said, thank you, Judge, for your time. We're going to move on here to our next caller, unless you had something else.
Thank you. No, I'm good. I'm just going to get this thing fixed back up here.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is the proprietor of Straight Jackets R Us. Please welcome.
Bang! Long! Song for everybody!
Oh no, it's that hippie again.
Oh no, 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 no! Hang up. I'm hanging up this phone. No. Oh.
Hey man, you're not supposed to be on the phone. Get off the phone. What? Huh?
Get that old man out of here.
Get off the phone, man. You're not.
How are you not dead yet?
What?
Just put Draven on the phone.
Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, it's up, Draven. It's you're on RAWF After Hours. It's Amadeus.
I didn't call you guys.
Well, then your grandpa did.
Ew. Oh, bastard. Hello. How are you?
How does he even know how to use a phone anymore? They don't make them.
We made a rotary on the cell of his.
Oh.
It works. Sort of.
Draven, first thing I got to do is confiscate your crayons. Give them over.
It wasn't me.
It was you. I got it right here in the chat. You didn't draw it on my walls and my desk. Barfing on my laptop.
Anything.
Everybody here saw it.
There's pictures of Sasha nude on it. Like, who wants to see that?
First of all, no, that doesn't happen. There are no pictures. It was not Sasha. Oh, it's not even funny.
They can do a lot of things with Photoshop these days, man. It's not cool.
That's a good point.
Still would not be on my computer. Okay, just saying.
Oh, crap. I wonder whose it is then. There's a big mess that someone left on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You're getting sent the bill.
Okay, I'll send it to Griffith.
But at any rate.
He's made of money. He can handle it.
So, Draven, how you been, sir? What's up? Anything on your mind tonight? Well, it's been nice chatting with you, Draven.
No, I do got something. There was a thing that I was supposed to bring up today. I forgot what it was. Oh, yeah, I remember. Who am I fighting?
You mean tomorrow on Superstars? You'll be taking on the wonderful Calvin Clark.
Calvin Clark, is that the guy from Back to the Future?
No. No, it's not.
Oh. Is that a mix of, like, Calvin Klein and Clark Kent?
Yes, that is exactly correct.
Sure, we'll go with that.
You have eyeglasses and underwear.
Okay, there we go. Eyeglasses and underwear, all right. Okay. Is he tough?
He walks around with a little tiger.
He makes good cereal. He takes his glasses off.
Oh, okay. He makes good cereal. Okay. Much tougher without glasses. Okay, I've got this.
You've got this, Draven.
Yes.
I know you do. So I got a question. You know, are straight jackets more popular in the summer, or are they more of a fall and winter kind of thing?
Depends what type of girlfriend you have.
Okay.
I mean, it's true. Chris Cage ordered a bunch of them, so I don't know what he's into.
I don't know that he wants to wear one himself. I think he likes to put them on other people, you know, but.
That's fair enough. I mean, he is unsettled.
He is. He extremely is, or unsettling is. But at any rate,
I think he needs more rum. I think he needs more rum in his life. Less women, more rum. No woman, no karate. Remember that.
So what are your
more
plans
rum.
For summer, Draven? I know.
Fall is your
busy time. But what do you do in the summer to prepare for your fall activities?
Well, coming soon to a theater near you in Put-in-Bay. At the end of this month, actually. I don't know the dates. I forgot to grab the dates. Oh, crap. Anyway, at the end of this month, yeah, there's something going on in Put-in-Bay. And then in...
Wait. You actually work at a place called Put-in-Bay?
You put it in the bay.
What?
You know,
there's
bay.
Pudding in the bay.
That's what a woman's called. Yeah. You got to put the pudding in the bay. You know, bay, that's the new term for relationships. Hey, yeah, me yeah, got it.
Family show.
June 23rd to the 26th. There you go. She did it. Blame her.
Oh, Pudding Bay. I thought you said Pudding Bay. I'm like, how appropriate that you're going to be working at Pudding Bay. It's like...
I mean, that would be nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But yeah, and then in July, I'll be at Great Lakes Medieval Fair. And I will have the title on the line there, too.
What title? Do you have a title?
Yeah. Pirate World Champion.
Pirate World Champion. Okay.
Yep. So I challenge you.
Why? I'm not a pirate.
Don't have to be.
I don't...
LA. Repeat after me. Arr.
There you go, see? You got
Wait,
it.
Let me do it.
Arr.
What's the letter before S?
Arr.
See, there you go. You can be a pirate. You're good.
Oh, that was adorable. You're a fancy boy, aren't you? You need the Advils. They're in the table.
No.
Puke.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Oh. You're
yes, it's yellow.
Must you always make a mess in my office?
I would say it's purple, but I don't want to insult the purple man.
Wait a minute. That's a good point. Paragon
Somebody
makes
else
a good
told
point.
Me to say it.
Says he's going to break. Paragon says he's going to break into your locker room and steal the Pirate World Championship. It'll be his first. That's not a bad idea. You might want
yeah,
to
but
that
I don't
thing.
Think his arms can lift it.
Why? Why you get a whole boat as a damn championship? What?
Yeah.
It's like the Black Pearl sailing out in Lake Erie or something.
Nah, that's too generic. I don't like hoes and shit.
All right. At any rate, Draven, good luck tomorrow against the wonderful one, Calvin Clark. And
All right, then.
And look forward to you at the annual Put-in-Bay Pirate Fest on June 23rd through the 26th. That's just 3 weeks away. 3 weeks away. So.
Oh. Great. I got to buy more alcohol.
All right, Draven, thank you for your time. You have a good day.
Nice to see you guys again.
All right. Draven Blackbird, ladies and gentlemen, always an interesting conversation when Draven comes around, isn't it, Al Vagan?
Yes, that's the word we'll use.
We'll go with that. All right. Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen... I thought he was going to make a name change this week, but apparently he's been advised against it. Please bring on. Let's bring on.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner. When the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the winner. When the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is the winner. When the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner. When the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is the winner. When the bird, bird. The bird's the winner. When the bird, bird, bird. The bird's the winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albatross Unlimited now joining us here on After Hours. Albatross, good evening.
Well, Mr. Amadeus, you go from one bird to another.
Yeah, went from blackbird to an albatross. Although I thought there for a little while earlier this week, I thought we were going to see you return to an old persona. Explain to me what happened there. I'm curious.
You know, I don't know. You know, Bell Collector was just kind of like the Mick Foley of Unstoppable Wrestling, you know. He just kind of made like a one-night appearance. Just kind of out of the blue.
Okay. I remember you making the big announcement, holding that press conference, making the big announcement, and I was one of the first ones there, and I was like, yeah, I thought about making a betting pool to see if you'd ever change that, but anyways, should have made a betting pool how long would last. But
it was a one night appearance. He decided to make a one night appearance, and you know, had to change it up a little bit. So
all right, well, okay. Sticking with Albatross Unlimited is not a bad idea either. I was, you know, either one works as far as I'm concerned. But so with that being said, I see here on the list that Randy sent me, you will be taking on Fire Chief Bill tomorrow on Superstars. Your thoughts on facing the Chief?
Well, I haven't stepped in the ring with him yet, you know. I was going to say, too, that I beat Cripper last week. You know, if Albatross could beat Cripper, I think Judge could probably have a first shot at him tomorrow. So,
you sound like you're selling yourself short. You know what I'm saying? If you can beat him, Judge can. Well, I mean, you're going to be facing a wily veteran, Fire Chief Bill, tomorrow. You should sound a little bit more confident coming off that win over Crippler.
Well, what's that noise?
Well, the studio
is that all vacant over there?
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is all vacant.
I need to have a little word with him whenever we get a chance. So
you need a word.
Well, have a word with him now.
I'm right here. What do you got?
He's right there. What did you need to say with him?
Well, I think last week, how can you say it? I think I kind of went a little overboard. So with the whole challenge at Philadelphia Freedom, so I've had a week to think about it. So.
Oh yes, that's true. I forgot about that challenge that you made to Elvacan last week.
I think the bird kind of jumped off the deep end of the inner a little bit, so.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you got me all worked up, thinking I was going to have a match now. Now you want to pull out, like, you know, it's like wrestler blue balls there. That's not cool.
Are you saying you no longer want to have a match with El Vacant, or are you saying you just don't want to do the whole, what was it, unsanctioned match, that idea you came up with?
I don't know.
El Vacant, well, I'm sure El Vacant would be willing to fight you in a straight-up match if you'd be willing to take him on in a straight-up match. Or not. You know, you could go off.
I have one. We could do a lucha match. Only lucha moves. That's it.
Only lucha rules?
It's not like one of us would have an advantage. I think that's pretty fair.
Well, that's up to you two.
That's something to ponder on.
All right.
Well, you got time.
We'll take another week and consider the Lucha Libre rule match. And that would be, I believe, Aerial Moves Only, correct? El Vacant?
So
Is that the way it goes, Lucha Libre?
No, I mean, Lucha moves only, so, I mean, there are some non-aerials that are considered Lucha, but, you know, we make a list. Make it clear.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Albatross, you take another week to consider that and then come back next week and let us know if you accept those terms or not. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Now, Fire Chief Bill is out there listening. He is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Anything to say to the Chief?
Maybe the Chief needs to be, you know, cooled off a little bit. You know, he is the Fire Chief, so.
All right. That's,
you know, where I'm kind of, yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to kind of, I know you brought up earlier about, what's pay-per-view after Philadelphia Freedom?
What's that?
What's pay-per-view after Philadelphia Freedom that's coming up in August? What?
Tropical Aggression from the Philippines.
Tropical Aggression might be kind of interesting for Albatross. You know, it's kind of a tropical, you know, you know I'm kind of going with this, L.A.? You know, the bird, you know.
Yes. The whole bird thing,
bird,
I get you. Yeah.
The bird might be kind of tropical, you know, kind of flying in the Philippines. I'm going to have to take an airplane over. I might just fly, you know, just kind of enjoy the scenery and, you know, kind of take my time flying over there, just kind of enjoy the time and check out some sights, you know, just kind of something to think about.
Something to think about, certainly.
A couple months away, you know, something to plan for. You know, the rankings go right in the next couple months. You never know. Things could get interesting.
All right. Well, Albatross, I'm glad you're excited. Everyone's getting excited about Tropical Aggression. It's like, you know, we still got Philadelphia Freedom first. Can
and
we wait?
The Philippines. Well, like, in one place, you bring him to Philadelphia, and the other, you bring him to the Philippines. Wait, like,
Well, Philadelphia is a beautiful town.
Okay.
You know, they do. They did call the city of brotherly love, you know.
Yeah, have you seen what they call brotherly love? They threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
I thought they'd be more like the North Pole, L.A. kid, but all right.
All right. So with that being said, Albatross, thank you for your time tonight, and good luck tomorrow against Fire Chief Bill.
All righty.
Look, I was doing research on Philadelphia. Have you seen that thing that they use for their, like, their hockey mascot? Have you seen this thing?
What is he called? The Philly...
Gritty? Gritty. That's it.
No, I haven't seen that.
Muppet thing. Oh, my God.
Comrade Gritty, huh? Okay.
And these people, like, God forbid, I'm going to get hate mail just for bringing it up in a negative light. Like, these people are rabidly, like, pro-Gritty, man. Like, they're like, oh, my God.
I don't even know what that means. All right. Other matchups on tomorrow's Superstars for some of you out in the chat. I know there's some big matchups tomorrow. We mentioned Griff versus Extreme Enigma, May versus Minifee, Judge versus Crippler, Albatross Unlimited versus Fire Chief Bill. We also have Kane the Governor versus Revenge Gibson, Deez versus Billy Gunn, Davila taking on Marquis de Sade, Conk versus Striker, Buckshot versus Starshot, Shot versus Shot. There, see, I like that. Killer Neptune versus The Undertaker, Papa Shaker to take on Big Evan Hitman. The Cougar will take on Uber Vegan TPO. Spade take on Simply the Best. Prince will take on Diesel Warrior. Redneck Avenger versus Kayla the Governess. Hobo Ezekiel to take on Money Sue. Crazy Mama versus Bruce the Shark. Penelope Washington versus Tigress, and much, much more. Unsettled Chris Cage versus Wooga Booga. STB, I think, didn't I? I said STB, right? Didn't I say it? Well, I'll tell him again. Hold on. Let me find it. Spade will take on Simply the Best tomorrow. All right. Those are, and of course, everyone gets a rankings match tomorrow on a Superstars. Let's see here. All right. Apparently, the immortal Griffith wants to return. He has something to say. So, Griffith, are you there?
The champ is here!
Oh, I have something to say. Look, I appreciate the chutzpah, the balls, the downright lack of consideration for his own well-being. But Enigma, let me be perfectly clear. You think you can turn, what was it he called me? The bastard's bitch? Did he really have the temerity to call me the bastard's bitch? Oh, mate, it took me less time to pin you than it takes me to put on my goddamn pants in the morning. You think you're going to do something to turn me into a bitch? Oh, I'm going to, what I do to you tomorrow is going to make what I did to you at that pay-per-view seem like a walk in the park. You think I'm going to do it to hurt you to help Maeve? No, I'm going to hurt you to make myself laugh. I'm going to remind you something. You've been introduced to other of my finishers, but I have this one finisher that I used to use consistently, and I kind of got asked by management to stop using it because it was, well, putting too many people on the shelf. But it was aptly named. It was called the Concussion Protocol. Get ready to see stars, boy. Because I'm going to bring it back just for you.
All right. Well, as we mentioned, it might be a bad idea to fire up the champ. And so it will be the Immortal Griffith versus the Extreme Enigma tomorrow on Superstars. And Griffith, good luck to you. Sounds like you're... I think Enigma made a mistake, El Vacant.
I did. Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, really quick, we will be back next week on next Saturday night for RAWF After Hours, hopefully with more matches signed for Philadelphia Freedom. We will see if the Xanth or the Platinum Dragon Tournament is into the final match by then. If not, we'll talk, pretty sure it will be, to be honest with you, and I'm sure it's going to take at least a couple more weeks to finish it, but... good luck to Sassy Applebee's, Billy Gunn, and Tremaris to the Bone, the three remaining people in the Xanth of the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. And we will have more information on Philadelphia Freedom. So, with that being said, let's turn to our promotion part. And El Vacant, start us off. Anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Well, actually, I should have said it while he was standing here, but, I do add... recipe, to the truck. I do add recipe items to the truck when people do significant things, and our new world champion 9 times, I feel like that earned something. So there is a new item on the truck. It's a new dessert item. We're calling it fried franchise cream. You can come on down and order it. It'll be for this month because it's debut month. It'll be on special. Come on down and try some.
All right. That being said, thank you, Elvigit. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Draven Ladd pointed it out, but I'll go ahead and remind everyone about Pirate Fest at Put-In Bay. It's up on Lake Erie in Ohio. It'll be the weekend of the 23rd, and you may or may not be able to meet your own favorite Irish Firestorm there.
Ooh, all righty. Excellent. Judge, you have anything to promote tonight?
Be sure to sign up for the tournament. When you see it, sign up. Page comes out. Get ready. Have some fun. And keep doing what you're doing. And, it's always fun to see a fired-up Griffith every once in a while come around here. As long as it's not at me, it's fun to watch him go after other people.
All right. Thank you, Judge. And speaking of the immortal Griffith, last but not least, sir.
Did he say franchise cream?
He did.
I got nothing. I just, no, I got nothing. Not a house.
All righty. All right, folks, we will be returned here right next week to RAWF After Hours. Where are we going to be next week? We're in Norfolk tonight. Let me just give everybody a rundown of where we'll be leading up to Philadelphia Freedom. And there we go. We're in Norfolk tomorrow, Baltimore next week, Pittsburgh the following week, and then the next 2 weeks we'll be live from Philadelphia. So we'll be actually spending a couple weeks in Philadelphia, El Vacant. You'll have plenty of time to get them trucks a-rolling. All right. Yay. So get them cheesesteaks a-going, buddy. Just saying.
The cheesesteak empanadas are very popular. I make a
yeah,
lot of
them. The whatever you called them. The
empanada.
Kazuntite. For El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours. Oh, this just in. I just got a text message from Albatross Unlimited. Tell El Vacant that his Lucha Libre match for Philadelphia Freedom has been accepted. He is accepting those terms. So
cool.
Let me jot that down. So any thoughts real quick, El Vacant, about the now that you know this is official?
I mean, as I said, you know, I dig it, but I will say good for him for stepping up. I thought, you know, he would think about it and then he'd come up with some other weird thing next week, so good for him. I'll get the rules straightened out to you directly, and then we can move that forward. I hope you stretched. That's all I'm going to say, because the Lucha moves are not as easy as they look.
All right. So for El Vacant, I'm Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll catch you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Hasta luego, bye-bye.